We're visiting with Lebo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, now it's a 3-game winning streak for you guys after you guys pick up a 64-0 victory over Mertazine Valley last Friday night. And your guys are playing with a lot of confidence, and it's rolling right into district plays. You guys are 2-0.
Yeah, you know, we started the season with a tough schedule. Time you're playing Linden and then Burlingame and Madison on the road. We were fortunate to get a win on the road at Madison, and that kind of springboarded our winning streak. And the kids are starting to build confidence, even though we had a lot of returners, you know, just some guys in different roles. And just every year is a new team, even though you got guys back. And change at quarterback kind of springboarded us into this winning streak, and everybody stepped up and been a big part of the team.
How do you feel like Drew Conrady has adjusted to swapping over from receiver to QB, and now he's 3-0 as the starter?
He's done great. He just adds that element of running the ball, and Landon did great, but that's not his strength, and so we tried to move him back out where I feel like his strength is catching the ball and running with it. And he does a great job blocking for us also on the edge. Anyway, Drew is just, you know, as a sophomore, that was a lot to put on his shoulders, but he felt like he was ready, and I think he's starting to prove that he was ready.
And I guess since you brought up Landon, how's he just adjusted to switching over to receiver, and does he feel a little more comfortable there?
Oh, Landon's a true team player. He was okay with the switch, and he knows that he's really good out there on the edge. He was an honorable mention All-State receiver for us last year, and he's really having some success in this last game, and it's just going to take off.
We're visiting with Levo coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, another district matchup. It's Hartford, so it's a Lyon County League showdown along with a District 1 showdown. And talking with Coach Kistner yesterday, you know, they're coming off a tough loss, a 52-46 loss to Marmaton Valley last week. But what do you know about the Jaguars? I know Depp, they only have 11 guys playing right now, but Allie Smith, that dual threat quarterback that they have, is a good weapon that they have. But what do you know about the Jaguars?
I think it all starts with Allie Smith. He is a weapon. He can run it, and he can sling the ball. He's fun to watch. I'm a little nervous about defense having to defend against him, but if you're just a fan watching, he is fun to watch. He will move around in the pocket, and they spread him out. I think they try to, you know, definitely use him as their strength, and they know if they can spread him out, then he can create a lot of offense for them. They're well coached. Coach Kistner's got them looking sharp, doing a lot of different things, pretty advanced stuff, and we'll have our hands full. We're going to have to definitely be talking and moving on defense, and try to bottle up Smith kid when he's taking off to run.
Well, coach, we appreciate your time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. We look forward to carrying the game on Country 101.7 FM, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
That's Levo coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE, live and local.